Phil Jones, 2.5 years ago, you set up an estate agency in the Lakes with your mother-in-law, Sam Ashdown. And today, you now run courses in basically what you've learned as agents. In 3 separate videos, we're talking about direct mail, social media content, and funnels on Facebook. In this video, I want you to tell me your top tips for social media content for estate agents. Talk to me.
Tip number one, be consistent. Have a regular source of blogs. So decide how much time you have to put aside this, or who can do it for you. How many can they do? If it's 1 a month, great. If it's 2 a month, even better. If it's 3 a month, amazing. But don't overfill your plate and just, if it's going to be 1 a month, tell yourself that, but make sure you do it.
Yes.
So
consistency.
Definitely. Okay. Because there are people out there that will actually wait for your next month's piece of content. And if you don't do it, then you are actually letting people down. So
so that comes down to systemization, doesn't it?
Definitely. Yeah.
Or just at least bloody diaring it in.
We talk in our office about £10, £100 and £1,000 jobs. And you've got to work out where this fits in. So putting it out there is a £10 job. So decide who in your office could do that. The writing of the content always sounds better if possible coming from your voice. If not, find someone that can do it. But if you're not very good at writing, we are estate agents. It's not, you know, we're not marketeers, some of us. So find someone that can do it professionally, but aim it at your exact audience that you want to attract.
Next top tip.
Number two is have different pieces of content that surrounds the blog for your social media. So if you've got a headline that 7 tips to sell in September, and it's a long blog post, 1,000 words it should be at least, really.
Long ones, not short ones.
Long ones, yeah. Just for SEO purposes and... So the longer...
See, I agree with you in this. I mean, I ghostwrite articles and they're 700-800 words long and people say they're too long, but they're not.
They're definitely not too long. You've got to think about it that if you're going to do evaluation, how long do you want in there? If I give you 5 minutes in there or if I give you 2 hours in there, which one are you going to convert?
2 hours.
So why would you want to them to listen to you for 30 seconds when you can speak to them for 5 minutes? Exactly. It just makes no sense. If it's well written... and it's formatted correctly, and it's interesting, people will read it all.
Of course they will, I agree.
So it's important to give, once you've had one blog post, not everybody will directly go to a blog, so you need to drop the content across the month using tip graphics, infographics.
What are tip graphics?
Tip graphics, just a picture, a neutral picture from a house you've taken, with, if it's 7 tips, tip number one, and explain what that tip is on the picture and post it on social media.
And then they'll want to know what the other tips are.
And you can link that back to the blog, yep. Exactly. Those whiteboard videos are clever.
Yes.
So if there's anything particularly you want to explain, I think they call it explainer videos, aren't they? You can get those off Fiverr or Upwork quite simply. But just...
I think just standing behind a whiteboard can be quite professional.
Yeah.
I prefer those. It's you then, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We've just got this really smart, I'm obsessed with it, TV... where you can stand and write on it.
Yeah.
So anything like that. There's just, there are lots of different people out there that learn in a different way and want to consume content in a different way, and just make sure you cover all of that.
Okay. Next tip?
To come from the position of serving. Before you get the right to sell and to close, you have to serve. And with content, it is 99% serving.
Or as I would call it, give.
Yes.
Not try and get.
Yeah, serving is quite American, but...
Yes.
Give. Yeah. And
content that they would miss if you stopped doing it. And have you found how most estate agents, it's all about them and what they can do and why they're so wonderful, what awards they've won?
Yeah, even in terms of the title of the blog is, so if it was Ashdown Jones News, and it's not my news.
No.
It's not my company's news. It's, you know, it's the market's news, it's the seller's news.
Okay.
So
what would you call that then?
Just the name of the blog, so 7 tips sell in September.
I would actually go as far, because you're in Lake District, to say seven tips to sell your lakes home.
Yes, yeah, it's exactly what we, cause that's
the,
do.
Because I'll tell you what, the one thing that I recommend to every single person on their post blogs and their titles is put a location in the title.
Yeah.
To make it hyper-local to the person.
Definitely.
What's your fourth and final tip?
Once you get to the end of a blog or the piece of content, there has to be somewhere for them to go. Either a follow-on blog or a downloadable content, or I'm not talking evaluation. I'm not talking that at all. But there has to be somewhere for them to go. The last thing you want them to do is for you to do this amazing funnel or graphic on social media, and you get them to your website, they read all the stuff and there's nowhere for them to go. So you need somewhere actionable at the bottom of the page or within the piece of content for them to go. Whether it's gated, if you feel like you've given enough for it to be gated and get their contact details, you can possibly go down that route, but make sure it's not a dead end.
Okay. Exceptional. Thank you very much. Yeah.